Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. This week, we're going to close out our series on Made to Be Whole. We've been talking about the fact that God has a desire for each and every single one of us that are his children, that are a believer in Yeshua, for us to be made whole. And for us to be completely whole in all aspects of our being. So that includes our spirit man, which our spirit man is made whole by belief in Yeshua. It talks about how he wants our soul to be whole. So this is referring to our minds, the way our minds think. We have discussed that. Also talks about our hearts. Our hearts represents the affections and desires that we have. And that is what we're going to dive into this week. He has a desire for us to be completely whole within our bodies as well, meaning our health. So he wants us to prosper in our bodies and our minds, the way we think, and our physical body and our health. He wants us to prosper in our hearts, the things that our hearts long and desire after as well. And he wants our spirit to prosper as well. Okay. Now, last week we talked about the fact that Yeshua is our healer, that he brings healing to our bodies, and he brings healing to our physical bodies. If we're sick, he brings healing to our minds. He restores our minds. He brings health into our minds. He brings health unto our hearts. He does this by his spirit, and we're going to be diving into that this week. And of course, he is the one who has put our spirit man in right standing with God, with Yahweh himself. So he serves that role as our healer. But we, as those who are walking with Yeshua, who are believers in Yeshua, who are walking in covenant with Yahweh, we don't just sit back and say, Yeshua is my healer, and I don't have to do anything to be completely whole, because that can be so far from the truth. Yes, we cannot be whole without the sacrifice and the healing of Yeshua, but we also have to be doing our parts. We have to be willing to renew our minds, and we have to be willing to do the work in our hearts and allow our desires and the things that we love, that we go after, to change and to be transformed into the image of Yeshua, to where our hearts beat as his hearts beat, where our hearts desire and long for the same thing that Yeshua desires and longs for. So let's go ahead and read our passage here. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind, I will write them. He then says, and their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. Now, where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer an offering for sin. So first thing I want to talk about in this passage is he says he has perfected those who are being sanctified. So here's the verse pretty much that says what I am trying to get my point across with here. He has perfected us. Yeshua has healed us. He has made us completely whole. But who has he perfected? It's those who are being sanctified. So there is this concept where he has healed us. He has made us whole. But we have to go through the process of being sanctified. We're going through the process of actually walking out what he has done. We actually can reject the work that he has done and choose not to walk it out. We can choose not to be sanctified. And to be sanctified means to be set apart. Okay, so he has perfected us. And now we're going through the process of where we're walking out in our lives, where we no longer walk as the world walks. We no longer desire what they desire. We no longer think like they think. So we think about the idea, he has made me whole in my mind. So, and being sanctified, now no longer the process of walking out this sanctification is that now I'm putting to practice and I am doing and thinking differently than I thought before. I am changing the way my mind thinks. Okay, because our mind gets developed into routine, into deep ruts. And when things happen, we automatically respond how we have responded in the past. So Yeshua comes along and gives us a new mind. He heals our minds. But we go through the process where we begin to walk out thinking differently when things occur. We begin the process of thinking differently about certain subjects, about sin, about what the scripture says, what the world calls acceptable, and what the scripture says is an abomination. So we go through that process of walking this out in our minds to where our minds think like his does. Same concept with our heart. He comes in and he gives us a new heart, okay? But we have to walk that new heart out. We have to now begin to walk in that newness of life where we are walking as Yeshua walked, which sanctifies us. So we're going through this process of being completely and walking just like Yeshua walked. Just because he has healed us doesn't mean we automatically begin to walk perfectly as Yeshua walked. It doesn't mean that we perfectly think like Yeshua walked. We begin the process of walking it out. But it's interesting. Those who are perfected, it's those who are being sanctified. So what does it say to those who reject the idea of being sanctified? To those who reject the idea of conforming their life and beginning to walk as Yeshua walked. They say they want to believe in Yeshua. They say they believe in Yeshua. They want to say they're completely whole, but yet they still grab on to the old man, the way the old man walked. They reject the sanctification. They reject being transformed into the image of Yeshua and walking as Yeshua walked. And instead, they embrace the world. They embrace wickedness. They embrace disobedience. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So what is our command as believers? You know, God has given us plenty of promises. He is a good God, and we have tons of promises that we, as believers in him, can hold on to. So having these promises, what are we instructed to do? Look at what Paul calls us, beloved. We are beloved of God. He loves us much. We are the apple of his eye, and his desire is to pour out all his goodness, all of his life and blessing and joy and his promises upon our lives. And so we, as those who are beloved by him, are instructed to cleanse ourselves of those things which defile us. So it's going through that process of being sanctified. So we've been made whole, but now we in our bodies have to begin the process of walking out and getting rid of the things that defile us? What are the things in your heart that defile you? Because everything that we do comes from our heart. If you want to know what's in your heart, look at how you are acting. Look at what you're doing, because it is flowing out from your heart. So we have to get rid of the things in our hearts that are not aligned with his word, that is not aligned with his righteousness and his law. That is what his law does. His law does not save us. His law teaches us how to walk in that which is clean. It teaches us that which defiles our flesh and our spirit. So when we learn his law and we're obedient to his law, we are getting rid of the things that defile our hearts and our spirit. But there are things in our hearts that we love and we desire that are contrary to his law. And we will fight his law over those things. Well, the instruction to us is to put those defilements aside, to cleanse ourselves of those things. So we have to take the time as believers and those who are walking in covenant with him to search our hearts, to search the things that we love, we desire, and we go after, to see if they align with his word. Are they something that defile us, or are they righteous, clean, good, and holy? And what does Paul say in the scripture? Perfecting holiness and the fear of God. That is our instruction. Perfecting holiness, or think about it this way, becoming completely whole in holiness or in set apartness. Becoming completely whole in your mind and in your heart. Becoming completely whole in how you think and the things that you desire and chase and go after. Become perfect. That's the instruction unto us. Perfect those things. Become perfect. Become whole, complete within your heart and set apartness. And how do we learn set apartness? How are we set apart from the world? It is by his law. Perfecting his law in our hearts. Perfecting the way we love his law, completely loving his law, and completely carrying out the instructions he has given us to do. And when we do that, we will be in holiness. We will be set apart from the world. So get 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3. And everyone who has his hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who does sin also does lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or has come to know him. So here is John instructing us to what? To purify ourselves just as he is pure. So what is the goal? What is the aim? What are we measuring ourselves when it comes to purifying ourselves? Our goal is to be pure just as he is pure, just as pure as Yeshua was, to be sinless like he was sinless. Okay? So our desire and our goal of our hearts should long and desire for this purity, to be completely set apart. And he goes on to say that sin is lawlessness. Sin is acting as if there is no law. It's taking no regard for his law. It's doing whatever you want, what is right in your own eyes, instead of being obedient to his law. So when he says in verse 6 that no one who abides in him sins, he's not saying that we're not going to mess up. He is talking about the idea and the concept of those who willfully and purposefully walk in sin, who willfully disregard God's law, his Torah, and say, I do not need to obey what he has given me, the instructions he has given me on how to love him and how to love people, and have decided they're going to do what is right in their own eyes, and they know something is sin, and they choose to do it anyway. To the one who willfully and purposefully disobeys God's word, to that one, he does not abide in Yeshua. He even goes on to say, how has that one even come to know Yeshua? So if you know Yeshua, remember, to know Yeshua is to know him intimately. It's the concept of two people becoming one flesh. So to know Yeshua is that our minds and our hearts are becoming one with him. So that's the idea of he is making us completely whole so that our minds and our hearts can be one with him. So he does the work. So now I can think as he thinks. I can be at unity with his thoughts. I can be at unity with his heart, with the things that he desires, with the things that he loves, the things that I pursue can be in unity with him. So if I am willfully doing that which I know I should not do, then I cannot have that knowing, that intimate relationship with him. I cannot be one with him because I am not walking in unity with him. I am rejecting his way so that instead I can do my own thing. And thus, you're not walking as one who is completely whole in your being. Now, the second thing we read in that scripture is he talks about the fact that he writes his law upon our hearts and our minds. In the wilderness, he gave his commandments and his instructions unto Israel, and he wrote them on stone. But in this new covenant that he has with us, he writes it upon our hearts and our minds. So this idea now, he has made us whole. He wants us completely whole. So in that process, he writes his law upon our hearts and upon our minds. So he writes it upon our minds so that our minds will think upon his law. Our minds will know his law. And then we can react according to his law. But then he writes his law upon our hearts so that our hearts will have a desire for his law, that our hearts will love his law, that our hearts would embrace it and want to follow it and want to do it. So he writes it upon our hearts and our minds. Because if he doesn't write it upon our hearts and upon our minds, then we will not desire to go after it. He has to come in and do a work on the inside of us because naturally our hearts want to reject his law. Our hearts want to reject his ways. It wants to do its own thing. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. And I will cleanse you from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will be careful to do my judgment. So he comes and he circumcises our hearts. That is what Yeshua, our Messiah, does when we embrace him as our Messiah. He circumcises our hearts. He gets rid of the old stony heart that was rebellious and desired to do its own thing, that sought the pleasures of this world, that sought conformity unto this world. And now he gives us a new heart, a heart of flesh, or a heart that is soft and tender, that is soft towards the word of God, that is tender towards his commands and his instructions, that is tender and desires and loves his law, that is tender to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit plays a role in this. Yeshua heals us. He makes us completely whole. Then he gives us his spirit, which is there to help us and aid us in the process of sanctification, of us being sanctified, of us perfecting holiness in our life. And the Holy Spirit does this by teaching us God's law and bringing conviction when we miss the mark. And if we have a hard, stony heart, we will not feel the conviction of that Spirit. But if we have that heart of flesh, that tender heart, it's going to feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit when it brings correction. So he puts his Spirit inside of us, and his Spirit will cause us to walk in his statutes, and his Spirit will cause us to be careful to do his judgments, to do his word, to do his law. That is the work of the Spirit. So we just need to be willing to follow the Spirit. So he desires for us to be completely whole. And we, that first verse I read, he said, he will remember our sins no more. So to those who believe in Yeshua, who have been perfected by him and are working out, they are perfecting sanctification in their lives. They have been made completely whole in their spirit. They lack no good thing when it comes to their spirit, man. Their sins are forgiven. When Yeshua looks at you, he sees the blood of Yeshua. He does not see your sin. He does not see your uncleanness, but he sees someone who is standing in right standing with him. He sees somebody who is pure, without spot, without blemish. That is how he sees your spirit. And he desires for us to be completely whole in our minds, in our hearts, and in our bodies. So the question, as we close this out, is, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be whole in your mind? Do you want to be whole in your heart? Do you want to be whole in your body? Because there are some who do not. They love the things they're holding on to. And if you do not desire to be whole, if you do not desire to give up the things that you're holding on to that are keeping you from perfecting holiness, that is keeping you from becoming pure like him, then you will not be whole. In order to be whole, we have to be willing to give up the things that we or holding on to. Second, do you believe he has made you whole? Do you believe that he can heal your mind, that he can heal the way you think? He can heal the anxiety. He can heal the depression. He can heal the stress that you experience. That he can heal your heart. He can heal where you have been broken. He can heal where you have been hurt. And do you believe that he wants to make you whole in your body? That he wants to heal you of all sickness and disease? Then the third thing, are you working with his Spirit when it comes to him making you whole, or are you resisting his Spirit? The reason why we do not experience being whole with him can probably come down to one of these three things. Either, number one, you're not completely whole in your heart or in your mind, or maybe even in your body, because there's something that you're holding on to that he wants you to let go. Or maybe your faith isn't just there where you are fully convinced that he wants you whole, that he wants you healed. He wants to heal your mind, he wants to heal your heart, and he wants to heal your body. Do you completely believe it? And then the third thing is that we're resisting his spirit. We're resisting his work that he is trying to do in us to bring about that completeness in our lives. We'll know that we serve a merciful and loving God. We don't have to have it all figured out to experience his goodness, his blessing, his life, his joy, and his promises. We don't have to figure it all out in order to experience his healing in our minds, in our hearts, and in our bodies. But we want to be careful that we're not purposely doing any of the things I just talked about, that we're not purposely holding on to things that we know we should let go of, that we're not purposely rejecting or resisting his spirit, and that we're not purposely walking in disbelief. And if we will build ourselves up, build up our faith, yield to the work of his spirit, seek after his desire in his heart, to seek purity, to line our hearts up, to seek purity instead of our own desires, we will begin to see more of the goodness of God in our lives. And we will begin to see ourselves being made more complete. And we will experience the joy and the blessing and the life that comes from being made whole by our Creator and our Healer. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.